Hello, everybody. This is the Big D Zone, and I have a very special guest, and it is our favorite guest of the Big D Zone. And ladies and gentlemen, this is South Wave Radio's 1 year birthday. So happy birthday, South Wave. And my guest is the owner of South Wave Radio, The Revolution. In South Wave Radio and radio in general, the leader of this revolution, Jamie Dyer of South Wave Radio.
Thank you very much once again. That was quite an introduction.
Thank you, anytime, because this is total revolution. I mean, 1 year, 1 year ago today, well, 1 year ago, South Wave Radio was about to start, and all the shows that was set up to start on South Wave Radio. I mean, we was really excited about what was transpiring and what's happening over there in the UK.
Yeah, well, I was excited and a little bit nervous, because I didn't really know, you know, did people want what we were offering them.
Now, what did you find out between when you started, and then how was the reception as you continued to grow between now and then?
Well, I tend to find lots of little things, actually. That's some question, isn't it? I've learned so much from doing this, and it really depends what area, really. I mean, obviously, we have tried things, and some things haven't worked so well, other things a little bit more successful. Even now, I think we're starting to play to the strengths a little bit, you know, what has worked away from certain things. So yeah, I think that's pretty much also, I used to find it quite difficult to approach people and talk to people. I've certainly come forward with that. I've done a lot more of kind of communication and working with different people from my own personal point of view anyway. From the station's point of view, I think a lot of things have changed. We still have that barrier, actually. There's still a bit of a barrier there, especially when other younger stations come along and people go, oh, you should talk to them. It's like, yeah, okay, we've been here a year, we've learned things. We're not quite there yet, but we will get there eventually.
And I believe that South Wave Radio is in it for the long haul. I mean, we made it 1 year, and I remember, I want to thank you, because when we left Spreaker, we was doing joint between Spreaker and South Wave and everything. Then you step in and gave us a new, brand new home base. I mean, we didn't have a home base for a while. So you gave us a brand new home base to work in and, you know, start to expand again, and which is something that we want to do. And, you know, it's like amazing that someone was willing to give us a chance, and then, you know, we're helping them out, and in turn, they're helping us out at the same time. It's like the golden rule effect.
Yeah, I agree with you, and that's kind of my entire ethos, is getting people involved. It doesn't matter, really, if you've got any kind of disability or anything like that. I'm always quite open with that, and I've certainly worked with a lot of people with disabilities during my time running the station. And obviously, you know, giving opportunities. There are some people that do shows and have done shows that would have never even considered picking up a microphone beforehand. Or if they had, it would have certainly just been some YouTube program. It certainly wouldn't have been for a 15 to 30 minute, you know, radio show type thing.
Mm-hmm. And now, were you thinking about doing this as a career, just like me and Princess was? Or were you thinking about doing this as a hobby when you first started doing South Wave? What was your idea of a concept?
Well, I mean, obviously, everyone wants to make it into a career. Everyone wants to make a career out of it. And while that would be fantastic, that would be wonderful if we could. My aim one day in the UK is to get onto DAB radio. That is my That's my number one kind of goal. But that's a long way away, and at the moment I'm still doing it on a voluntary basis. I enjoy doing it on a voluntary basis. I'm still learning things. And while, you know, it's something that you want to make into a career if you enjoy it enough, which I think I do. Some days I wonder, but I think I do.
Now, did you ever want to meet a famous radio show host that's been doing this for years and said, you inspire me to be on like what I'm doing right now, and I want to just say thank you because you helped me through, you help guide me, and you help just by listening to your show. I learned a lot just by doing what you're doing now.
So, and obviously, yeah, I think I did have delusion at one point. I wanted to be a big, big presenter, and then you realize what makes you stand out, and mm-hmm. you then realize that you're sort of one in many hundreds, many thousands, if you like, that are trying to get into that industry. So you try and think, what can I do different to other people?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, with, for example, we're doing something different now. It's like, I haven't been doing TV ever since I started doing radio, but now, we're doing the television show. We're doing, Princess the Bargain Hunter. It's a comparison shopping show. And then now we're putting it on YouTube, and, you know, we're hoping to, you know, get it into a reality show. Who knows?
Well, you can build it from there. I mean, I certainly didn't think when I started the radio station that I'd actually have to stand in front of cameras to film promos and other explanatory things, mm-hmm. April Fool's jokes and whatever else. You know, it kind of comes part and parcel of it, really.
Now, is there any shows that are memorable to you since you first started on Southwave Radio? And I noticed that there was one show in particular that left, and so he was like almost on the same wavelength as me, you, and people that listen to the Southwave Radio, and he's doing Mixcloud now, but it's always tough to lose a good show when. You know, he's getting listeners for the station and then moving on to another place.
Another platform, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the thing I can say about that is, you know, I'd always pitched it as a local station, and he was very worldwide focused. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's what he wants to do. He writes a blog. It all kind of ties into that. And I think as time went on, he sort of got further and further away from the station and more towards his blog. Though, I don't blame him for that because, he's gone off, he's happy, and he's, you know, and that's, he is one of my best friends, actually, which, you know, I'm just happy that he's out there doing what he wants to do and that in some way I inspired him to do that because he probably wouldn't have done that otherwise, I don't think, or he might have done it, but he might have done it slightly differently. And he seems to be very pleased with it, so I'm very happy for him. It is hard to lose a show, mm-hmm. but there were things in our schedule, such as the out of town thing, where you could kind of be out of our area and still be relevant. And now we've got Steph and Sam, who are brother and sister, who are in his slot. And actually, we find the 1 hour slots actually work better in that situation. So although we're losing his listeners. We're gaining a whole bunch of new ones because instead of having one person's fans, we've now got two person's fans, and it just helps to build up. And of course, it means that I can put more attention onto them now and help them through. So it was sad to lose that person, but I'm quite pleased really with what he's gone and done on Mixcloud and whatnot. And, you know, maybe you come back. I know he has said he wants to come back and do interviews occasionally. Don't mind that. That's fine.
Oh, that was good. That'd be good.
Yeah, because when he's come down to my area, you know, I've taken him to places and he's done interviews and we've done interviews with things and they've praised him. And if you know him, he's quite a shy person, really. So for him to go up to people and do these interviews is amazing. So, you know, I feel quite proud of that, really, that he's managed to achieve that. So, like I say, he's gone to do what he's gone to do. We found ways around it, and, you know, you just move on to the next chapter, really, don't you?
Well, let me tell you this. Me and the princess, until God calls us in the rapture, we're planning to stay on Southwave at the home base station. I know we're branching out, and we're doing Princess the Bargain Hunter, and we're going to stay on Southwave Radio because you have been a friend across the pond, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to have your support on that, and you know, I'm glad that you're very happy with what we've done, because I was a bit wary because we did move you from a Tuesday.
Yes.
That was mainly because we were getting other things coming, and I like things to be quite organized in certain ways. And what happened was I like to have so if there's drama on a Monday at 10, uh-huh. I like there's drama on a Tuesday at 10, you know, and I just worked like that, really. And then eventually I was like, well, considering the nature of your program, it probably was better that it went into Sunday.
Because I felt it, because it's the Lord's doing, because we always talk about the Lord. And I'm getting ready. I'm so excited to say that I'm getting ready to preach my first message. And you know, I'm getting ready, and I am very excited what the Lord's been doing, not only on our lives, but now I have a friend who actually supports the ministry. Yes, I do a variety show with my darling sweetheart, but we're together, we're doing a ministry for the Lord, and doing His work now comes first priority in our lives.
Yeah, and I fully understand that and fully support that. When you do send me files, I try and I try and kind of tighten it up a little bit. I do edit little bits here and there to kind of fit it into our time so that you don't lose any of the message.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously our slots are 1 hour, and you know, I don't want you getting cut off mid-sermon.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have done other interviews between the course of Southwave Radio's 1 year career, and I know there's going to be more to come. What are some of the memorable interviews that you have thus far here on the station?
Well, for me, there's two different types of interviews. There's some you do over the phone, and some you do face to face. And at the beginning of last year, I didn't want to do face-to-face. I really was not keen. And then David came down and said, come on, let's go and do some face-to-face interviews. And he organized them all, and we went and did them. And we did three or four of them in one day. And I'll tell you what, there was such a buzz about it. Because we actually went, we even filmed them as well. And we went and did them, and to be honest, all three of those interviews were highlights. I didn't even do them. They're all David, but to me, they were highlights. My personal highlight was probably interviewing a famous singer, actually. One of my kind of teenage idols, if you like, who came into town. And they said, oh, would you like to come and speak to them? And I was like, wow, okay. So I went to speak to them. And it was fantastic, and that's probably one of my, that's probably my highlight, speaking to Sandy Tom.
Wow, that is amazing. I bet you was pretty amazed on what you can do, and the fact that you're able to interview like a professional interview, like a news reporter.
Yeah, I am. I'm amazed, actually, how people have taken to it. It's been fantastic. Some of the reaction that I've had to things, and I could not be more prouder, really, that people are taking to it like that, and hopefully, being fingers crossed, there is more to come, because I do have other meetings that are coming up and other trips and things, but I don't really like to announce them until I 100% know that they're going to happen, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. I can remember when I did my first interview as a radio show host before I'm very blessed with my princess. And I was so very nervous because it was with Junior Turner, and he is a musician in the UK, and he did with BBC Children's Charity over in the UK. Well, I thought I was going to be nervous, but then he gave me such a good compliment that he said I was more, you know, polite as an interviewer, and he'd rather do my show than even the shows that are already on mainstream. And it was such a surprise. It was such a shock that I was able to do something like this. And, you know, even doing it now with, you know, one of our favorite guests on the Big D Zone.
Yeah, well, it is incredible when people want to talk to you because they see value in what it is that you're doing, and it's fantastic when that happens. I mean, I've been to meetings for festivals and whatnot. I'm not naming any names, mm-hmm. but they've said to me, I've tried to speak to mainstream stations and they've not really been that interested, or they've had, they've done it, but it's been like just a little mention, whereas I'll go in and interview them and talk to them, and I suppose they like that extra bit, the extra thing that you can bring. And of course, yeah, you haven't really got an agenda because you're quite happy just to talk to them.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Now, about the birthday, the 1 year birthday of Southwave Radio, when it came time to approach the birthday, how was your feeling? Was you nervous? Was you surprised that we was on the air so long and people like in the station, people in your country, in your neighborhood, love Southwave Radio and it's already going strong?
I was surprised. I really was actually, honestly, quite surprised at it because we've not really changed anything in perhaps 6 to 8 months. It had practically remained the same. We had the same shows, the same schedule. We hadn't really changed anything major. So people were obviously liking it. But by the time March came around, I began to see something. And it was very nice, actually, that we were still on after a year. And it feels good after a year to actually be able to say, well, now it's time to kind of change things, because there are certain things that you can't do when you're just starting out. I tried to do phone-ins and all sorts of very complicated things when I started out. I wouldn't even try that stuff now, because I don't feel like it's got to that point yet. But in answer to your question, I was very surprised and stunned, really, because about 6 months in, I was going, yeah, I won't be here next week. And yet it's here all this time later.
When they gave you the cake, Southwave Radio, it was a beautiful design of the station logo. I bet you was very shocked. And when I saw it on Facebook, I was like, oh, wow. I mean, I have to let Princess see this because it was a beautiful cake.
Well, do you know the brilliant thing about that is that was actually my partner that made that cake. And she brought it in and it was like a little surprise. And she said, oh, well, I've got this surprise for you, but it's nothing much really. And I just unveiled it and I was like, that is amazing. And I'll say the other thing, I've always been quite thing about the radio that it's different from other things, that we can do different things, that we try and offer different things like speech and drama, etc. The fact that the cake also had kind of free from ingredients in it as well, as in, you know, it didn't have certain ingredients that you would normally have in a cake, kind of told me this cake is different, just like the station. So it just represented the station in so many different ways.
Wow. I mean, this is really amazing. I mean, this is where you wish you had a transmitter and transmit it to your neighborhood that can get like a low-powered FM, or maybe one day will be in a high-powered FM station or even an AM station, and be able to broadcast these shows to people who don't have the internet or don't even want to have the internet.
Well, I mean, it would be great, wouldn't it, to get out. I think that's more of an American thing. You can have, like, small transmitters, can't you, broadcasting on licenses. And I know some old-time radio stations over there that do that, that also broadcast online. That would be fantastic, one way to reach it. And I think it would be different. I know one of the things I got when I first started was, why do we need you when we've got insert name of top radio station here? And it's like, but we're offering something different. And they'll go, yeah, of course you are. And it's like, no, we honestly are. Some shows, I think one show that we once broadcast was just 30 minutes of somebody reading poetry. No mainstream station, I think, would think that it was viable to read poetry for 30 solid minutes. Especially some of the things that we talk about as well. And I think that would one day be fantastic to be broadcasting over FM or DAB or AM, if that still exists. In some, I think that's more of an American thing again.
Now, on the site, when I went to the site this afternoon before the interview, I didn't notice the links on this. I was looking at the cell phone, of course. I was looking through the mobile device. But I did not notice where they could tune in. I noticed the links to where they could tune in, like TuneIn Radio. You have some shows on iTunes. It wasn't there.
I just knew you were going to say that because I spent about an hour and a half designing that new site. And then I sat down to my dinner, sat down, and I'm going to check through it now. I forgot to put the tune-in links on.
Oh, so, man.
So by the time that this goes out, the tune-in links will be on there. I made a small mistake on my part. Because we'll make mistakes. Make mistakes. Because sometimes I've listened to the stream and something's not quite gone out right, or we've made a mistake, just like anyone would.
That's why we're not perfect, but it's like, you know, when somebody makes a mistake and there's something like, okay, say for instance, we watch NCIS and there's a character called Gibbs. And he was trying to find the terrorist, and if he could not get the name of the terrorist, he would have a rotten day all day, and then he wouldn't even give mercy to the people that make a mistake. But he and we and everybody should know that we're all not perfect. I mean, we're human. Only God is spirit. Only God is the one that's perfect. But He gives us, you know, the willpower and the knowledge, you know, to know what to do.
Yeah, I agree. And on the side, I do a little bit of writing, sort of drama writing and things like that. And you'll go to get people to act it out, and then you'll realize, oh, wait a minute, that line didn't quite work, or that didn't quite work. But you have to learn from that. You have to kind of make that into something else. And like I was saying to you before the broadcast, when you do that, you kind of have the opportunity to ad-lib a little bit and change it around, and it makes it a bit more adventurous in some ways. So making that mistake actually made your piece better, in my opinion.
Exactly. That is so right. Now, there was supposed to be another pastor besides me to come on the Southwave Radio. Did he ever come on board, or what happened?
Unfortunately, as with internet radio, you get kind of two or three types of people. The first one says, yes, I want to come on. I'm absolutely into this. And then you never hear anything again. The second one says, yeah, I'm interested. And then you get to the planning stage, and then they realize it's a bit harder than they anticipated, so they leave. The third one, they say, yeah, I'm interested the first time, and then you just never hear from them again. And unfortunately, I know the first and the third are a bit similar, but that's basically what happened. He got in contact with me a couple of times, realized it was a little bit too difficult in some cases, and probably didn't think it it's worthy of his time, which is a bit unfortunate. But it's,
yeah,
it's
because they needed more Christian ministers who wanted to spread the gospel. But don't worry, we will, because we have started Be Encouraged Radio Ministry, we are determined to continue, and we will not stop until the Lord calls on, because we love talking about the Lord, as you heard, and that's why you put us on Sundays strategically. And It was rightfully so, because we can talk about the Lord even when we do variety shows, and even when we have fun and jokes and everything like that. We could still talk about and give honor to God, because it is He the one that gave us the talent to do something like this in the first place.
Well, I always think you have to be quite neutral. I mean, we've had presenters who will do their talk show, and they will be given a religious subject to talk about, but they'll try and do it from all angles. So it's doing it from all angles. And I think it is important, but it is also good as well to get kind of from the inside, if you like, you know, somebody's real belief in something, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to get both sides of the coin.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you don't have to worry about losing a pastor, because we are intending to stay and do the radio ministry along with the Big D Zone as well. So we're staying.
Well, thank you very much, Deshaun. It's fantastic that, I've known you actually for about 2 years now, and I've seen your confidence grow. And so when you're talking about the Lord, you're very, very enthusiastic about it. And I think that's the important thing, because when you're into something, you have to be quite enthusiastic to get other people to be kind of enthused about it as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, I have been led to ask if you or any of your listeners, other listeners, are saved. And, you know, if not, it's very easy to get saved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's very important to know, whether it's you're celebrating a birthday for a radio show, or whether you're celebrating a birthday for any business, just know who gave the talent in the first place, who gave you the power and the intellect and the knowledge. It's not ourselves. It's not our mind, but it's because of Christ, and He gave us what we know, and we're glad to let it out.
Well, yeah, I can agree with you there, and obviously, you need to find the strength to learn all these things, and it can help you through that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, even when the Lord just gave the okay for us to do Princess the Bargain Hunter, I mean, I was asking Princess and telling her, we should do a show, and we should do a show about, you know, comparison shopping, because there haven't been a show like that since the Coupon Lady, who does coupon shopping at the store, and they sell have people show people how to save with coupon. Well, this is someone who is an expert. My Darling Princess, who is an expert on shopping, knows how to comparison shopping and can help people, you know, just like you and me, save a lot of money when we go shopping.
Yeah, well, it is important. And like with anything, you have to kind of see where the gap in the market is.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see where you can take that, you know, where the gap in the market is, and where you can kind of bring it to a new a new audience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, we seem to have covered a lot, but is there any celebrities that you have interviewed on your show? I mean, you had a couple of music shows on Southwave Radio as well during 1 year that Southwave has been on the air.
Yeah, I have. I've done everything. I've tried everything because I don't think of myself as a presenter. I'm more of a fill-in. If I can't find someone to do a program, I'll do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
That tends to be how it goes. I now do the breakfast program, which is quite interesting, from 6 o'clock in the from half past 7 in the morning. It was originally 7, but that was just a little bit too early for me. So it was about 7:30 in the morning until 10 o'clock. And you think that's on every day, that's quite a lot of radio to get out of nowhere in some cases. But, you know, I enjoy it, and I have done quite a few programs. I mean, I tried to resurrect some older programs that I used to do, real to the station.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of learn what works and what doesn't work, and I think at that time that wasn't quite working. So I'm sort of happy medium at the moment. I fill in when I can, really, when I feel like there's a gap there, or if someone can't make a show.
Wow. Now, how is the Big D Zone doing in Southwave Radio? I mean, how is the response? I know there was a fan that actually worked at Southwave Radio that said that they're a big fan of the show. But I want to know, you know, if there's any others that, you know, like the Big D Zone, and how we, you know, lighten up the radio and, you know, with our, you know, our brand of humor, our brand of talk, and also our Christianity and how we present ourselves to the Lord and to people. How are they receptive to that?
Well, I think from what I've heard from different places, I mean, obviously, we have listeners that are listening to all manner of different things. And I think the problem is, I go to meet people and they can't tell me who they were listening to. They can only tell me what they were talking about.
Uh-huh.
So I have, I've sat there with somebody and they've gone, oh yeah, they were talking about shorts. And I went, was that Deshaun and Vanel? I don't think so. Was that, Karen? No. Was that Tracy Amell? No. Who was it? I think it was Dennis. Dennis and who? I don't know. So that tends to be what happens quite regularly. But I think people have always enjoyed your banter. I know that my partner always says that the rapport you've got with each other, and it's kind of, you've got two sides of a coin again. I'm going to use that phrase. You've got sort of two sides. You know, you're kind of the louder, kind of in-your-face presenter. And then you've got your wife, who is a little bit quieter, but actually has, you know, quite interesting opinions on things. So it's nice, that dynamic that works together.
Yes, I mean, we are the first online radio couple, you know, to ever be doing something together, such as radio, and it seemed like nobody is picking up to do publicity on us. It's like, what the heck is going on? I mean, we have what it takes, and there was a couple of days that people was telling us that we're a cute couple, and now when we did that video on Bargain Hunter, another person said that we are very cute, keep doing what we're doing, but there's nobody doing press on the first couple, husband and wife couple, on radio. You don't hear a husband and wife doing radio. You don't hear that. You may hear a boyfriend and girlfriend, or a male friend or a lady friend or something like that, or two co-workers, but you don't hear them say husband and wife. You may hear the host talk about their wife or their husband, but they're not doing it together. You don't hear that.
I think I can agree with you there, because in England here, we've got a very famous couple who used to present on TV together, Richard and Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you said that, I used to think, no, did they present on radio together? They didn't. Richard did it on his own. So therefore, yeah, I think you might be right there. You might be right there. There are very few husband and wives on the radio. On the television, a little bit different.
Yeah.
But on the radio, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Because I was listening to a talk show, I think it was the Mike Gallagher show, and he always talked about funny stories, either about his wife, or there was one story where about them traveling on the airport, and they were talking about the TSA, and they were just talking about each other, but they're not actually there, and then one can't even say, oh, that was right, or, oh, honey, you messed up, or something like that, where if you have somebody and you're telling the story, somebody could say, oh, that was wrong, or you are way off base, and, you know, I mean, you don't have it when somebody's just talking about the situation.
No, exactly, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, I definitely got another interview for you, and it's going to be us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about Princess the Bargain Hunter.
Say it, I smile. I'm sorry, that's such a great name.
Oh, thank you. I'm pretty sure that she will love that.
I really loved that, because like I told you, that kind of reminds me of Dog the Bounty Hunter. I don't know why, it's just that, you know, don't take offense to that. That's just what that reminds me of, and that's really nice, Princess the Bargain Hunter. That's really quite catchy, and done in the right way, that could actually catch on.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I mean, coming from you and coming from the people of the UK, I mean, that really means a lot. I wish that she was here to actually hear this, but I'm actually going to let her hear the broadcast. And I mean, that was very nice. And wow, that really meant a lot.
That's not a problem. In fact, we love reality TV over here. I'm not sure why, but we do.
Well, please, I gotta send you the link if I haven't to already to Princess the Bargain Hunter. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, that was one of the big announcements that we promised last week before I told everybody that our favorite guest, Jamie, is going to be on the program. We now have a brand new YouTube show that we're trying to make a reality TV show called Princess the Bargain Hunter. And I know you're smiling again right now, Jamie. But it's called Princess the Bargain Hunter. And my darling princess sweetheart is an expert comparison shopper. And she is very funny. She is very sweet. And you will definitely, definitely love her. She will help you find the bargain. And, you know, basically, we just go to a Walmart. And then we just find different bargains and compare which would be the better bargain for the money, so people won't overspend and overpay, so they could have money for other things or if they want to travel. This show could help out. So if you want to see Princess the Bargain Hunter, go to our brand new Facebook page, Princess the Bargain Hunter. And look for it on Facebook, and it's right there. It had the latest video, and we are very excited about this show. Now I got Jamie excited about watching the show, too.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's such a great name. That really is such a great name.
Wow. Oh, my land. Thank you. Oh, she would hear that, because my wife, she loves the way you talk, and I know that, you know, she wouldn't want to hear this conversation and enjoy. And when you said that, she would probably be so happy right about now.
Well, I know in one of your shows, she did actually say, oh, I love his accent. And you have no idea the temptation it was to just take that one line from her and put it into a jingle or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because she always wanted to be a voiceover.
Well, there you go. That's just the start. Oh, I've got to find it. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, this is the interesting thing. We're actually producing quite a lot of dramas at the moment, sort of, you know, dramas and monologues and all different other things. So we might just message you about that.
Yeah, you know, maybe we both could do it together. I mean, you know? You know.
Possibly, that's an interesting thing. Don't worry, folks, we're just discussing amongst ourselves, it's fine. I've worked with actors stateside before, and they really... What I love about American actors is they get it. They get audio drama. You tell them to do something, and they nail it off the bat. You tell them you want a wise guy from Brooklyn, and they nail it. And mm-hmm. It's just brilliant. You tell him you want a barman, and he comes back with the gruffest barman that you've ever heard, and it's fantastic. And he's like, this is just a rough take. That is a rough take.
Wow.
It's a rough take. That is perfect. They get exactly what I mean. And I don't even give them much description. They just read what's in the script. They read what's around this, you know, what the script's about and around it, and they just come up with it, and it's always perfect. And that's what I love about American actors. They're just spot on. They just understand the medium.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, this is what makes, you know, wanting to be in the entertainment, you know, so fun and so exciting. And now, you know, that we're doing it for the Lord, we can still have fun, still be excited. But we are working for a different team. We're working for, you know, a better side, you know. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, but you see, that's what's amazing about the entertainment industry is that you can touch people in so many different ways, and you can entertain people. And I've had people from all over the world message me and go, "I really enjoyed your show on such and such," and it's like that's wonderful. It's great that you got the thing from that you actually change somebody's life in some ways.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, because this is when we first got, you know, to do this show together. I mean, we want to hear people say something like that. We want to hear say, "Oh, it's funny," or "Oh, you're doing a great job for the Lord," or something like that. You know, it's hard when you're podcasting or syndicating and stuff like that. You don't get the live access, and then sometimes you have to wait until, you know, you say it during the interview. And that's not only we have you because you're fun and you're a great conversation that we both love to, especially the last time. Oh, you definitely have us all laughing. But the fact of the matter is, we need to hear, you know, we're doing a great job. Or we need to hear we have a fan in other country other than the person that puts us on the radio show, the radio station. We need to hear from the people actually listen to Southwave Radio in the UK or listen to TuneIn Radio, Southwave Radio's link, or any other station that carries either show. I mean, we both want to hear that.
Yeah, when the link is up there. When the link is up there.
Yeah.
So that's a little callback joke there. when the link is actually on the page. That's when people want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. And it can be hard sometimes when you don't get feedback. And I've kind of learned, you know, sometimes I will do 3 hours in the morning or 2.5 hours and just not get any feedback from anywhere, and then other days it will be swamped. It just depends, really. It depends on what, why, and where. But you know, the bottom line is I love doing it, and sometimes it doesn't matter how many people are listening, as long as I get some kind of feedback from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm happy. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because I've been doing it for a long time and I'm used to 0001, which you know, it's a bit of a robot joke, isn't it? Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm sort of toughened up for that, you know. And when I used to do podcasting, I used to get something like 50 to 100 hits or something, and you'd be like, well, that's fine, but where's the comments on the actual program?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Oh, okay. I'll just make it sure. So, but, well, I mean, we're having so much fun, and, you're going to be one of our regular guests here on the show, and I wish you was here in the U.S. Maybe you could have been on video with Princess the Bargain Hunter now that you're going to be a fan of the show now.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Yeah,
I would have put a camera on this evening, and I would have been able to record your camera, but unfortunately, I have just moved house, and I can't remember where my camera is.
Oh.
Because normally, actually, yeah, I could have done that. Normally, I get my video camera, and I put it on a tripod, and I film the setup as well as me. That's what I do sometimes. But that would only kind of work if I should have done that. See, this is what happens. If we go somewhere and then go, well, I should have brought so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I should have brought that. Yeah, that's exactly the moment I'm having right now. I could have set up a camera there, filmed myself, and although you wouldn't have been able to see me, I still would have had video to use as another point. There we are. See, that's what happens. And that's something that I've learned. When you get something, use it.
Exactly.
Use it in every way you can. I mean, it's like the April Fool's thing. I mean, you saw the April Fool's video that we did. And I just thought, well, I've got this video here and I'm going to play a little joke. It's an obvious joke, but it gets you out there because everyone's talking about April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And it might just be interesting enough for people to share. And I think you were one of the people who did share that video, and that was very nice of you. Thank you.
Anytime.
But, you know, you use what you have there. You use the facilities. I just so happened to have a 1980s computer sat there, so I thought, well, let's use it. You use what's there. It's like when you go and interview someone, you always get a photo with them. If you're interviewing face-to-face.
I love the shirt that you wore on the video, Southwave Radio shirt. I mean, I thought that was so cool. And it's like any kind of shirt that mainstream media host that's been on a particular station for years would wear. And you're just like a mainstream radio station. And that was very cool.
Yeah, thank you. What's really funny is there are a couple of photos where we've gone on road trips, and I've gone with David, and David's wearing his jazzy shirts and hats, and I've got the South Waves radio shirt on, but in one of the photos, I've also got like a clip-on lanyard thing that goes around my neck that tells people who I am. So I'm wearing that at the same time. It looks a bit OTT, but it just means that if it had suddenly got really cold and I had to wear a jumper, I'd still have some kind of identification to kind of pick you out of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a bit OTT on there. But I try and look as professional as possible, and I always try and think, well, what would a professional station do? You know, you're always kind of researching, you're looking out in other areas and going, well, what's happening there? And then you go, how can I do that? Or how can I do something similar? Or how can I take an idea from that? So the idea is to look as professional as possible. I mean, the first interview I ever did face-to-face, I turned up with the T-shirt on and she said, you know, look at you, you've got the logo on your shirt and it's all very professional and, you know, it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, you know, the point is, like, we're doing these shows, entertaining people, and then you do a radio station for one full year. I mean, you learn things along the way, and then, you know, you just have a lot of fun, and people that still be here on Southwave Radio, I hope we have a long time, you know, with all the shows, not just the Big D Zone and Be Encourager. And I wanted to ask if you would probably would like to, I know it's the video, but if you would like to put the Bargain Hunter on Southwave Radio, either the audio part or maybe share the video on there.
Well, what would be interesting is if I can get hold of the video, I can, what I did before, I know a few months ago, there's this TV show in Britain where people camp out in a jungle and they eat jungle critters and things. And one of our presenters filmed themselves eating a jungle critter. And what I did was I edited it down into like a 30-second video, and I think that ended up being seen by about 15,000 people.
Wow!
Which, because I always think the shorter the better, because they're more likely to watch it again, which then ramps your view up a little bit. Which is kind of the ethos behind the station a little bit. You know, sometimes the shorter the show, the better. Because it means people are likely to tune in and stay there for that amount of time, and they might see what's next. But in answer to your question, yeah, we could probably do that. Use a little snippet or something, and that would be interesting, you know, on perhaps a little aspect of it. You know, a funny comment or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, something that you find that you listen to either during one of the bargains or doing... Now, we're also doing a cook... The princess is doing a cooking segment. And she cooks the meal that we brought during the bargain, then help, you know, have people cook healthier meals, you know, while still on a budget.
Well, I tell you what, I love cooking sections on radio. I've been trying to get one for ages, and I know there is a guy around here that does one for someone else, and it's just... I love how, I mean, the American way of doing it would be slightly different, but British is very quaint, and I love that. I love that. It's brilliant. You know, you just need two slabs of butter, one thing, and it's like, this is brilliant. It's like closing your eyes and listening to someone read a shopping list in some cases. It's brilliant, but I think it's great that she's doing a cooking segment. It's different.
Yeah, it is. Nobody would think about doing a shopping segment as well as a cooking segment, but it was given to us by the Lord, and the Lord was telling us, you know, why don't you do a cooking segment as well as when you hunt for bargain, you know, it'll show a different... You know what I'll do? After the broadcast, I will send you the show. I'll send you the video clip of that particular... episode or particular part of the segment, and oh, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it.
Well, I look forward to it.
Thank you. Well, wow, is it almost an hour already? Time is going by so fast.
It's almost done, you see.
Especially it does. Wow. What did the time fly when you're having fun? Well, no birthday is complete without a birthday song. No birthday is complete without it. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Southwave Radio's 1 year birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Southwave Radio. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry, I was harmonizing there.
Wow.
Sounded like it on your end, but I was actually harmonizing, and it was together.
So. Oh wow, that would have been great. Oh wow, that was perfect. Wow.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, thank you very much. I am very very I'm just very very happy that you invited me on today and to talk about this and it's nice. It's nice to go and see how other people do their programs, because you can kind of get a little bit into the certain elements of your own working. So it's nice. Thank you very much for inviting me on, Deshaun, and good luck with the future of both of your shows.
Anytime, anytime. And thank you for supporting Be Encouraged Ministries. I mean, that really meant a lot because other Christian stations, they want money to be able to broadcast the ministry. And with you supporting not only, you know, letting us do the ministry the same time slot as the Big D Zone, and allowing us to do the Lord's work and allowing us to let Him take control and let Him take charge, that really means a lot. You're supporting the ministry, and you're supporting people that can get saved and people that know that Jesus Christ is coming again, and I want to thank you for your support of that.
Thank you.
Wow. What can I say before we go? And I usually let the princess close out, but she's on special assignment, so we're gonna have the guest close out, but in a few minutes. But I've been led to do the sinner's prayer. And like I said, there's so many people that do need to be saved. You know, Jesus loves you, and He can and will be there for you. He gave His life for all of us, and He wants us to do His work. And it's an amazing thing when you obey God. It's an amazing thing. So if you are a sinner saying this for the first time, or if you are someone who is backslidden and someone who needs to come back to the Lord. Now, I must say this. I want to say the truth, and I must have to say the truth because there are many people that think that people who drink alcohol and think that they're going to heaven just because they're a Christian, they drink. It's not true, because He said that no drunkard shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. None. So, I want to say this prayer, and please, if you haven't, please say it, because it will be the most wonderful thing that you ever done in your life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of my sinful ways. Father, I want to be your child. Help me. Welcome me into your family. Re-welcome me into your family. I want to do your will. I want to read your word. And I want to know how to do right. Thank you, Lord, for welcoming me in to your family. Thank you for dying on the cross and shedding your blood for me. I believe that I am saved and I am set free. In your precious name, amen. Amen. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life." I would definitely love to thank someone who's not only support the show, but also support the ministry, Be Encouraged Ministry. Our favorite guest, Jamie Dyer, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming on again.
Anytime.
I'm gonna say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then I'm gonna have you, our special guest, close us out. And by the way, if you want to hear and see Princess the Bargain Hunter, go to Princess the Bargain Hunter Facebook page. So when you go to Facebook, type in the search Princess the Bargain Hunter, and poof, it will be right there. And you can see all the videos on that we just did on the show. And also, don't forget The Big D Zone is on Sundays at 4 p.m. and also podcasts on Stitcher and TuneIn and more to come. But we are from the home base, South Wave Radio. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And Jamie will close it out.
Thank you very much. And this has been the Big D Zone with Deshaun and me, special guest Jamie Dyer, and we